Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
Welcome once again to the Badger Mountain Radio Hour. We're coming to you tonight from Off Square Books on the historic Oxford Square in Oxford, Mississippi.
When you're feeling way down low, got no place to go, can't call a lover, can't call no friend, can't find a so-and-so, just put your hand on the radio. Can you feel it down to your toes? Can you feel it? That's how it goes. Can you feel it? Lord knows. Can you feel it? Whoa, whoa. Put your hand on the radio. Whoa. Oh, I'm down on my knee. I'm begging you, please. Here comes Jim D.
Thank you. Welcome to the Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. As I mentioned, we're coming to you from our former broadcast home right on the square in Oxford, Off Square Books. Great show for y'all tonight. From Memphis, Tennessee, Oat Walker is here. Oat Walker? Yeah, they are so good. And they brought the whole gang. They have fiddling and guitaring and some original tunes. It's going to be a lot of fun. Edna Nicole is here. One of our favorite Delta Blues singers, Edna Nicole with Reverend Slim. The good Reverend, they're going to play some blues for you. And Paul Birch is here, y'all. He wrote a book called Meridian Rising. He had an album out 10 years ago called Meridian Rising, and he just can't get Jimmy Rogers out of his system. This novel is hilarious and fun and reads almost like you're watching a movie. Very cinematic. We're going to talk to Paul and hear some music. Really cool book. Glad he's here. But let's get things going with this house band of ours. We love them, y'all. They've played many a show here in these rooms. Smaller than this, I might add. Y'all, please bring them to the stage, the Yellow Bushwhacker.
Thank you. Thank y'all so much. Appreciate it.
Yellow Bush Records, y'all. One more time for them, please, if you don't mind. Ricky Burkhead, Greg Johnson back there helping us on bass. Brady Reese helping us on guitar. Keon Love over there on the keys. Paul Tate, our band leader and arranger. And the beautiful voice of Mary Frances Massey. One more time, y'all. Thank y'all. Constant Craving. Y'all remember that song? That would be me in Red Seedless Grapes. I can't stop. All right. Could be worse, right? All right. Oak Walker is here. Man, they can play these instruments and sing and just make a joyful noise. We are so glad they're here. Y'all may remember Victoria Dowdy. She's the lead of this band, lead songwriter and vocalist of this band. And she, last time she was here with Wildwood Reverie, it was in this room. So as far as you know, this is where we do the show.
Oh, is there another place?
Yeah, like every week almost. But we're so glad y'all are here. Very cool album out called Tiger Sun Moon. And I have to say, I love the song Bad Decisions, y'all. Why would I not? Y'all, please welcome Oak Walker.
Thank you for having us. How are y'all doing tonight? Or this afternoon? It's perfect weather outside, but we're happy to be in here. This is a really cool space. We're going to start off with a song called Heroes, which is on that album he just mentioned.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I wrote that song after watching a documentary by Judd Apatow about the Avett brothers. I think that they are heroes of mine, so I was thinking, what would they think of my music? And I was like, the haters would say they would laugh. I think they'd be impressed, because that's how we have to feel, you know? We gotta be our own biggest fans. So, we are from Memphis, y'all. I think that was said earlier. Yeah, but we're from Midtown Memphis, which is very eclectic, and we have eclectic tastes, so we tried to do a little tasting of our songs, a little eclectic tasting. And this next song is by Ethan, so he's gonna switch to guitar, and it's called Fire from the Sun. Ethan Baker on guitar and violin. Ethan wanted me to let you know that was his first time on this guitar. We have one more song. It's called Wolves, and it is the most recent song we released, so go find it online.
You'll never know a new serene.
Thank you, guys.
Oak Walker, y'all. Oak Walker from Memphis, Tennessee. Great job, y'all. Thank you so much. New single? Yes. As Victoria mentioned, Wolves is that new single, and the album is called Tiger Sun Moon. Thank y'all so much. Very nice. Singing and playing. Imagine. Very, very cool. Want to remind you that you are listening to the Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. You're hearing us. We're coming to you from Off Square Books right here on the square in Oxford, Mississippi. And you're hearing us on WUMS, University of Mississippi. Also, you hear us on Community Radio in Memphis, WYXR. WUTC, Public Radio in Chattanooga, Tennessee. You can also hear us on the stations of Mississippi Public Broadcasting. They've been with us for years and years and years now. We love them. Alabama Public Radio, WUOT Community Radio in Knoxville, Tennessee, and KNCE True Taos Radio in Taos, New Mexico. What they must think. Also, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Dr. Stephen and Gay Case, the good folks at Delta Magazine, such a great magazine, Larry and Michael Johnson Family Foundation, the Mississippi Arts Commission, the Mississippi Hills Heritage Alliance, Pearly Peacock Designs, the R&B Fader Foundation, the good folks at Square Books. They've been with us for years and years and years. Appreciate them so much. Visit Oxford, Volunteer, Mississippi, the good folks at Wonderbird Spirits out there in Taylor, Yonapanoppa Arts Council, and the good folks at Snooki and Mary Lou Williams Foundation of Water Valley, Mississippi. We will have this show in Water Valley a week from tonight, the 16th. Hope y'all can make it down there. You too can be a Thacker Backer. There's more info at our website, ThackerMountain.com. Keon Love. All right, the aforementioned Meridian Rising. First, it was an album by Paul Birch, a fine Nashville songwriter, and he just couldn't stop. And now he has produced this novel called Meridian Rising, in which he dares to have the audacity to put words in the mouth of Jimmy Rogers. And while he's at it, folks, he goes ahead and makes Jimmy Rogers a potty mouth. Yeah. And there's just lies galore in here, ladies and gentlemen. But it is a novel, and he took a lot of poetic license, and it's so much fun to read. I recommend it highly, highly, highly. Y'all welcome Paul Birch and Meridian Rising.
How you doing?
All right. This is the idea of taking people that we've heard of and we know and putting words in their mouth and sort of making a biographical fictional account. You're not the first writer, obviously.
No.
It's been.
Yeah,
done.
You can't give it all away. You're talking about his language, you know. It's totally in sync, baby.
We're not going to give it away. That's not what we do here. But we do want to give folks a taste of what this book is about because it is so much fun. It almost reads in some points like you're watching a documentary. It's very cinematic. You have transcriptions from interviews of people in Jimmy's life that add to the story.
Right. Those are fictional transcriptions, but they're based on people who knew Jimmy and sort of how they talked and what their interests were. There's a created interview with H.C. Spear from Jackson, Mississippi, who owned a music store in the Black Business District on Ferry Street and was really recorded every major blues artist came through his shop. Including Jimmy, to get an audition. Jimmy's wife, his producer, Sam Chapman of the Mississippi Sheiks, and people who knew him along the way. He's a fascinating guy who really traveled quite far in his short life.
So I assume you read biographies, maybe the great Nolan Porterfield biography we mentioned?
Yes, I did. Nolan Porterfield's biography of Jimmy, which is called The Blue Yodeler, is really the most thorough. And I got to speak to Nolan a little bit, but long before I really was getting deep into this. And I really applaud that biography because it's quite good. And it's actually a companion to my novel in that it clearly states who Jimmy was as far as being wishing to be very cosmopolitan and wishing to be different. I think he had a sense of himself as being different, as a lot of creative people do. And what he most wanted to do was to be an entertainer. He was running away from home at age 10 to be an entertainer, trying to run in whatever circles he could. And he struggled a lot, actually, to be a musician, I think because of his love of the blues and black theater. He didn't have a lot of instruction, but the kind of, and he struggled to find the right instrument for himself. But when it came to guitar, he actually came up with a style that allowed him to move through blues and sentimental songs and really anything he wanted to do.
Yeah, that's so interesting that he was so interested in various genres. He was a Mississippi guy. Obviously, he did love the blues. He called everybody George, according to you, Paul.
Well, actually, that's from Nolan Porterfield's biography.
Oh, good. That's true. I love it.
Yeah, all of his friends.
It doesn't matter what your name is. He calls
you
George.
Right. He'd say, well, George, I sure appreciate you having me on your show. Or George, let's go get something to eat. Or I gotta get out of here. You know?
I think we should all do that. Well, I'm sorry.
Right. It's like, man. It's like, hey, man. But he just said George.
Yeah.
I don't know if he called the ladies George, but all the fellas he called George. Yeah.
Boy, and you have this great line in here, and this has come up before, and we should ask Ethan if he knows the line about what's the difference between a fiddle and a violin. Nobody spills hooch on a violin.
That's right.
Is that you?
I think Tim O'Brien told me that joke, and I'll give credit where the credit's due.
All right. Now, Jimmy Rogers, y'all may know this, died at 35 of tuberculosis. I believe his grandfather and father died. He died terribly young, and I'm just wondering, in your book, he's almost frenetically going to gigs and playing and getting out there, and I'm wondering if he knew his time was short.
He knew his time was short, and and this was inspired also by Nolan's biography, is that he really did work. He loved to work. And although he was, he took whatever he could to stay on his feet, he, being an entertainer was what he really wanted to be. And he wanted to, in his own words, he wanted to die with his boots on.
Oh, man. You really make us care about him. And there's even, it's almost a noir. There's gangsters and bags of cash. And,
there's all kinds of good stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, narcotics and all kind of crazy stuff. And then on page 2.
Right.
It is so much fun. Y'all will love it. I'm going to get out of the way so we can hear more about it. It is called Meridian Rising. One more time, y'all. Paul Birch.
Oh, thank you. How y'all doing? Thanks for having me. I spent some growing up time in Oxford, so it's really special to be here. I'm going to read a few lines from this book, Meridian Rising. This is Jimmy speaking. The way I see it, everybody's allowed one big break in life, one big idea. Sadly, most folks never know they got one coming. And even if they catch a good one, they usually let it go just to see if it might come back. Here's why. Your average parent gnaws at their kids to be just like them, work a sorry job, live in the same sorry town, and marry someone like mother and daddy, one litter to the next. Miserable. So when your big break flies at you fast in that comet of time just before you fall asleep, or in that early morning minute when your eyes open and your head's clear and you catch your first good breath, that big idea meant for you has about as much chance of blooming as a rose in a rail yard. I still think about mine. Anytime I'm traveling, which I've been doing since I was near 10, I stop about a mile outside wherever I'm headed. I find a place just like this, close my eyes and call that feeling, see if it still remembers me. Out in this country, you don't have to go far for the horizon to open up all around you. The mountains will haze out of the heat, and in no time you're adrift in a sea of red dirt and little islands of blackfoot daisies, blue bonnets, and red cedar. You can see your future coming at you, kicking up dust miles away, and even though you know it's coming, you can't help watching it pull closer and closer till it's on you. Out here, I like to think the great turner of the earth can find me, and when I pull over and get out my smoke bag and roll a stick, he'll say, "Well, Dad, burn my hide. If Jimmy Rogers is going to take a rest, then so will I." And then he'll put his hands on that giant gearbox, shift the world into neutrality, and step out of his engine room and into the same sun I'm staring into now. He'll wipe his neck, take a clean breath, and together, him on his plane and me on mine, we'll listen to the peaceful sound of Mother Earth as she drifts through space. The only other place that beats this country is Coney Island early in the morning. You can get a Boylan's and a Nathan as early as you like. And the windy ocean will whisper in your ear until you're ready to walk straight out into her arms, never to return. I dreamed one night I was alone on the boardwalk. I went to get a ticket for the picture show, but I had to get my ticket from one of those fortune-telling machines. When I took my seat, everybody was made out of painted cardboard. And when the picture started up, right up there on the screen was my grandma and my grandpops leaving Ireland for America. Then the frame burned out, and there was my mama washing dishes in some cafe, except she was young and happy. Just then, my daddy appeared in the doorway, eating an apple. I stood and hollered at the screen, "Don't do it, mother! Run!" But then the cardboard people picked me up out of my seat and threw me out onto the boardwalk. That's when I knew I needed a nurse. This all started a few years ago. I think some of you were here. I performed at the Lyric. I made an album called Meridian Rising, thinking that it would be fun to write songs from Jimmy's point of view, and look at me now. But this is one of his favorite places to be was Coney Island, if he wasn't fishing. And this is a song about his last day on Earth. He went from Texas, took a boat from Texas to New York to do his final recording session, which he died the day after. And he spent his last day on Earth at Coney Island. I'm a fast fuse, mama, won't you hear my plea? Burn brighter than any man you'll meet. Light your way wild, but I'm sure going out on you. Cry. I'm going out on you. Honey, you got a mind like milk turned sour in a day. What you're worth sure ain't what I paid. I'm gonna hobo back home. Later's coming early every day. Cry. Early every day. I got a mama in New York. She don't know when to stop. She done took champagne and put it in my soda pop. It upsets me so. I hate to break her heart. To break a heart. Take me to Coney Island, so the last thing in my eye is you way up on the wonder wheel waving me goodbye. Keepsake my watch and ring. Hold it tight. Mama, hold it tight. Try. Baby, hold it tight. Well, I'm a fast fuse, mama, won't you hear my plea? Burn brighter than any man you meet. I'll light your way a while, but I'm sure going out on you. Cry. Going out on you. Cry. Going out on you. I got one more, Emmy. I have a new album coming out tomorrow. This is with my longtime band, the WPA Ball Club. We've been together now for, they've been backing me up now for about 30 years. My glasses fog up just to think about it. And the album is called Cry Love, and here's a tune from it. Call a fireman when you've got a fire. Call a waterman when you've got a flood. But when trouble comes to you and you're falling in the blues, I'll be there. Call me darling, cry love. Call a handyman when your house blows down. Call a grocer when your cover's bad. But when all that's been tried and you still ain't satisfied, I'll be there. Call me darling, cry love. Cry love. I've got a notion that you won't. You say you will, but then you don't. Cause if you cry for love, you'll never live it down.
go again. The best laid plans of women and men. You end up at the very place where you begin. So let's begin. Call a wino when you need wine. A moonshine when you can't sit still. But all the money in your tail still cannot buy you a thrill. I'll be there. Call me darling. Cry love. Cry love. I've got an ocean that you want. You say you will, but then you don't. Cause if you cry for love, you'll never live it down. Well, there you go again. The best laid plans of women and men. You end up at the very place where you begin. So let's begin. Call a fireman when you've got a fire. Call a water man when you've got a flood. But when trouble comes to you and you're falling in the blood. So I'll be there, call me darling. Cry love, cry love, cry love. Thank you, folks.
Jimmy Rogers, boy. And, the thing that got me over and over, you hear these tough blues guys like Hal and Wolf, and they said, who are your influences? And Jimmy Rogers comes up, and Paul's telling me Hal and Wolf and Jimmy Rogers met when Wolf was just a wolf pup. And Jimmy Rogers, at the request of Howling Wolf, gave Howling Wolf yodeling lessons. It just boggles the mind. Hey, speaking of boggling the mind, Edna Nicole, thank you for being here.
Yes. Thank y'all for having us.
Yeah. And you've got Reverend Slim.
Yes, Reverend Slim.
And I think Reverend Slim should either have a TV show or one of those advice columns, because, just the name alone, Reverend Slim.
Yes, and he gives great advice.
I can imagine that.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Are y'all ready for this? We're ready for y'all.
We are.
Delighted to have you again. Y'all, please welcome Edna Nicole and Reverend Slim.
Oh, I'm going to take my purse off, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm from the Dells. I'm a true Dells girl. I kept my purse with me. I'm going to keep you around, though. He stuck with me. I'm Edna Nicole. We have Rev Slim, and we got J Classic, both of them from Grenada, Mississippi. And we are very happy to be here with y'all. Yes. This is our third event with the Thacker crew. It's always a good time. But this time, Rev Slim going to hit me out. So I'm grateful for him, but we're going to get started. We're going to do a little blues. It's only right. Have to stay true to my roots. So we're going to do a little blues. Call it Stormy Monday.
just as bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Said Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's just the same. Saturday I go out to play. Yes, I do.
All over town.
I say I'm the old man, baby, and I ride all over town. And see, I've been looking at all the shade tree mechanics that done put you down.
Watch out.
That's why I said I'm the old man, baby. Yeah. Please let me change it all for you.
Come
on, oh, yeah, yeah. See, I'm the old man, baby. Let me change it all for you. I know your motor been running a long time. Your oil change is way past due. Thank y'all. I had to ask for permission. She said on the ball, man, but y'all see, I'm looking over here.
Don't
for a little
listen,
recognition.
Yeah.
I thank y'all for having us here. Thacker Mountain again, once more. Reverend Slim, this is Edna Nicole, this is drummer. It's Jay Classic, my brother as well. It's my partner in crime. So y'all keep it, like I said, we gonna keep it going. I guess I'll give you a little gospel. You want me to do you one?
Yeah, if you the reverend.
I guess
these are preacher
right,
kids.
Huh?
They preacher kids. They got to sing some gospel.
Let the devil ride.
Don't let the devil ride. not Little Red. We're gonna do a little juke joint blues because I am a juke joint baby. That's all right. We won't get too rowdy. We're gonna do a little juke joint. Look, she said, have your way. Well, thank you. I have her permission. So now we can get loose. I'm gonna do a little juke joint blues, a little Elmore James. Can I get this out of my way? That's all right. Thank you, thank you. Y'all can bounce with us if y'all want.
I'm getting up soon in the morning, and I believe
Thank you so much.
Edna Nicole and Reverend Slim. Real deal. Thank y'all so much. Edna has a single out. It is called Delta Dirt. And boy, great stuff. Thank y'all so much. Well, we messed around and had a pretty good little old show up in here tonight, y'all. Yeah. Thank y'all for being a part of it. Let's thank all of our guests one more time, if you don't mind. Oak Walker, y'all, from Memphis, Tennessee. Really good players. Mr. Paul Birch, Meridian Rising. Books and music. And, of course, his album, Cry Love. And one more time for Edna Nicole and Reverend Slim. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the meantime, we're going to get one more from this ultra-cool band we've got assembled here, and we will see y'all on the radio. Thank you.
Executive Director is Lucy Gaines. Our Production Director is Tim Lee. Our Broadcast and Post-Production Engineer is Jeffrey Reed. Our Front of House Engineer is Blake Gardner.
What if God was one of us? Just as loud like one of us. Just a stranger on a bus trying to make his way home.
Support for WYXR comes from the Metal Museum. The Metal Museum's largest annual fundraiser, Repair Days, will take place October 16th through October 19th. You can bring your metal items to the museum and have them restored to their former glory. All proceeds help support the museum's annual programming. This will be the final Repair Days at their Bluff location. More information and the full weekend schedule at metalmuseum.org/repair-days.
Scrolling started raining. I'm as lonesome as a man can be. I said it's gone and started raining. I'm as lonesome as a man can be.